I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News. The deputy chief of staff to former Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed was charged today with conspiracy to commit bribery. The Department of Justice says Katrina Taylor Parks is accused of receiving thousands of dollars in bribes from city vendors. Four people have already been jailed as part of a federal corruption investigation into City Hall. Parks was set to appear in court today, but her attorney says she was hospitalized for undisclosed reasons. Stacey Abrams has released her education plans today, including a call for more funding. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports on the Democratic nominee for governor's proposal.
Abrams says a top priority is focusing on the whole child, which means boosting funding for services outside the classroom like mental health and nutrition. Another goal is to ensure all school districts in Georgia have access to resources by updating the state's education funding formula.
You should not have to have a degree in cartography in Georgia to get your children a good education. And I intend to be the governor who says that no matter what your school district, your education is yours.
Changing the funding formula is also part of Republican gubernatorial nominee Brian Kemp's platform. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
Construction costs at one of Georgia's nuclear power plants have increased by over $1 billion. In a statement today, Georgia Power said it will cover the difference for the two new reactors at Plant Vogtle near Augusta. The project's price tag has nearly doubled since it began in 2009. The most recent cost estimate is now $8.4 billion. The Macon-Bibb County Commission failed to set a new property tax rate after a contentious meeting Tuesday. GPB's Grant Blankenship says that means some services could soon grind to a halt.
Ultimately, commissioners could find no middle ground, and they tabled the issue. That means Cheryl Morgan's husband, who works in the Parks and Recreation Department, will be getting a month's notice he's losing his job this week. But Morgan's more worried about the children the Recreation Department serves.
Where will they go? They may as well put that extra money in the court system because that's where they will be headed.
Commissioners tabled the tax issue before they knew whether it would take 2 days or 2 weeks to take it back up. In the latter case, libraries, buses, and other agencies will be flat broke before debate even begins again. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
The defendants in a lawsuit over the death of Savannah police officer Anthony Christie say a truck driver was not speeding when he ran into Christie's patrol car. Christie was responding to a crash on I-16 in May when he was killed by a tractor trailer. His widow has sued driver Charles Livingston and trucking company HSI Logistics, among other defendants, claiming the driver was speeding. WJCL reports defendants have filed a formal response. They say Christie's patrol car was perpendicular to traffic in an attempt to block the road, which the response alleges violates safety protocol. The defense alleges either Christie or other law enforcement who placed him in that position were negligent. For GPB News, I'm Ricky Bevington.